Chapter 2. Jake turned off the highway and into a St. Cloud gas station. He pulled to the side and just sat there.
Did I just deck my father?
He looked down at his throbbing hand, all the proof he needed that he'd done just that.
What the hell was I thinking? What was it, 35 years of pent-up rage?
Was it because of the way his father had treated his mother, and this was payback for his betrayals? Or was it all the father-son things he'd wanted that had never happened during his growing up years? Maybe it was that he'd been forced to work at the drilling sites during the summer and all vacation days. And to think that somewhere in the back of his mind, at one time he'd wanted to grow up to be just like his father.
What a crock.
Jake massaged his throbbing hand. He felt ashamed at what he'd done. But at the moment, he'd let his clenched fist fly. The man he was aiming at wasn't his father. He was a man who had betrayed his wife. A man who couldn't be bothered to be at her side when she died. A father who was never there for his son. A sperm donor. He'd let his 17-year-old son make all the funeral arrangements. It still boggled Jake's mind that he'd even shown up at the service for his wife. The son of a bitch had even managed to squeeze out a tear. And then he was gone, leaving Jake standing alone, with only Estes and Elroy Simon to provide comfort. Jake took great gulping breaths as he struggled to gain control of his emotions. Everything else aside, now he finally had the name of his half-brother and his address. That alone was worth whatever consequences there were from the confrontation with his father. The address was burned into his brain. He typed it into his GPS, headed for the gas pump, and filled the Porsche. 23 minutes later, the robotic voice on the GPS told him that he was 18 feet from his destination. Jake drove around the block twice, trying to get a feel for the neighborhood. He decided it was a great place to raise kids. There were sidewalks. Humongous trees shaded the front lawns and the sidewalks as well. Old-fashioned lampposts were on every corner. All the houses were well-maintained, the lawns mowed and the flower beds just perfect. If he hadn't known better, he would have thought Micah worked the neighborhood on his off hours. The house